fourth back of Maitre Sheni, Mishnah Vav. We are continuing the halachas of redeeming one's Maitre Sheni outside of Yerushalayim to bring the money, which will now have the Kedusha of Maitre Sheni to Yerushalayim. There's a difference between when the transaction takes effect in respect to buying an item and respect to the pidyon. Movable objects, the sale is consummated when you do Meshicha. When you move the object or the fruit, in our case, that you're buying into your possession. As far as the pidyon is concerned, pidyon is a monetary transaction. So the pidyon, the transfer of the kedusha of the Maitre Sheni, is when you give the money. The pidyon is money in exchange for fruit, and the acquisition, the kinyan, is by doing Meshicha. So now we will see certain cases there will be discrepancy between the two, and we'll learn how to deal with that. I was moishef for my friend Maitre Sheni that's worth a seller on the condition to pay him for it. According to this condition, I will get the Maitre Sheni and I will give him my seller. By doing so, we're transferring the kedusha of the Maitre Sheni onto my seller, and now the food becomes regular food which I could eat out of Yerushalayim, and the money gets the kedusha of Maitre Sheni has to be brought to Yerushalayim. So at the time of the Meshicha, when I was moishech the produce, it was worth one seller. Well, the histik was doisai, I should understand. He didn't pay for it to do the pidyon till it was worth two. So what do we do? So basically what happens in such a case is, since the sale was consummated at the time of the Meshicha, I owe the other person only one. But in order to be paid to the Kedusha, I have to be paid to the Kedusha two, because at the time of giving the money, it's worth two. So what do I do? No, he said no seller. I only have to give to the one who sold me the produce one seller, because as far as the sale is concerned, the sale was made for one seller and finished. But I have to take a second seller and use that to redeem the kedusha, but that second coin remains by me. So basically we now have two sloim that have kedushas Maitre Sheni. One goes to the one who sold me the produce and one stays by me, because once again, in respect to the sale, the sale was made for one seller. Well, Maitre Sheni Shalom, the Maitre, you can keep that Maitre Sheni. Moshe, if we met a Maitre Bishtayim, the Logistic, the Zoysa, Shalom, and Bissel, what about the opposite case? We made the sale of Maitre Sheni produce, with our understanding that I'm going to give the money, and the money is going to get the Kedusha of Maitre Sheni. So Moshe, if we met a Maitre Bishtayim, the Logistic, the Zoysa, Shalom, and Bissel, at the time they did the Meshicha, the produce was worth two. And the time that he was going to give do the pigeon is worth one. So now, Betzim, he owes the other person two, Sloim, because the deal was consummated and was worth two. But as far as the pigeon is concerned, it's enough to be paid with one seller, because at the time of the giving of the money, it was only worth one seller. So noisim lo seller mi chulin, he gives this person one seller of chulin. The seller shul Maitre Sheni shelo. He doesn't have to give. If I'm giving money in exchange for Maitre Sheni, I have to give chulin money. But over here, in respect to the pigeon, I only have to give one seller. In respect to the seller, I have to give two sloim. Therefore, one of those two slum, I must give from chulin, because that one is being used to have the kedusha be transferred on it. But the second one is just to pay for the deal, that I could give him Maitre Sheni money, because anyway, the deal is made in effect, in a fashion that the one who's selling the goods will end up with Maitre Sheni coins. If the person was an Amaret, shouldn't give him Maitre Sheni coins, because we're not sure he will use them properly. You should only give him coins that are used for redeeming the Mai. You're not allowed to give my Tashani to her. I'm also allowed to give the my Tamarit.